Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. Hope you're having a great week. I was recently out to dinner and we were at one of those restaurants where the waiter comes up and rather than writing anything down, they just remember the order of everybody at the table. And when they walk away, you know something's not going to be right when they come back. And sure enough, we had some issue with something that was ordered. And it got me thinking about why we are so opposed in some cases to note-taking and the value of note-taking. Because it would not have taken more than a couple of seconds for that waiter to write down my order and the order of everybody else at the table and get it right. But yet, rather than do that, there was some ego, there was some identity, there was something that caused that person to think it was better to pretend to remember an order than to actually get the order right. Anyway, outside the issue at the restaurant, that really did get me thinking about note-taking because I think there's huge value in note-taking if you're a photographer. And I think it's something that I don't see a lot of with photography, and I don't see a lot of photographers either talk about it or they don't share it. I was recently at a gallery opening where a person was opening up their artist studio and gallery, and they actually do their work there. And in there was all their notebooks. This woman happens to be a painter, and she had all of her sketchbooks and notebooks out there for people to be able to flip through as they were doing the gallery opening to get a sense of kind of how her work evolves from idea to actual being paint on the canvas. It was really kind of a neat experience, but she spent a lot of time writing, a lot of time journaling in this very creative way and in a very artistic way. But again, it was taking notes, and she referred to it as, oh, those are my notes that I reference back when it's time for me to paint. In the old days in film, you sort of had to take notes. And particularly if you were a large format photographer or you had lots of rolls of film and you were a black and white photographer, you had different, or color even, you had different exposures you had made, you had different processing requirements. Maybe you were going to push film, you were going to pull film. So you had to make some annotation, at least on the film canister, of what your development options were going to be. And if you were actually going to have some sense of potentially what was on that roll of film, if you were a wildlife photographer, maybe you wrote down on the film what kind of animals you photographed, or maybe it was a specific location. Because today we do get a lot of information in a digital camera. There's a lot of metadata written down about exposure, GPS location if you have that option on your camera, all the settings you had. But in the old days, we didn't have that. We didn't have those settings. So if you actually wanted to be able to recreate a certain lighting scenario, you had to write down the settings for the camera. You had to write down the power of all the different flashes in the studio. All of those things came into play so that the next time you could recreate the photograph. You could make that photograph again. Today, like I said, digital cameras capture a lot of that information. And so people aren't as particular about writing things down. But it's beyond just the technical. I mean, I think there is huge value in writing down some technical things that are going on that helps you remember and understand potentially why you made some of the decisions you made. Or if you're experimenting, knowing what you did three shoots ago or three setups ago to what you're doing now so you understand how the light changed. But outside of that, I think there's some interesting things that come about from note-taking. One of the things that note-taking does, and if you've listened to the podcast, you know I'm a huge proponent of slowing things down. Getting an awareness, getting your feet grounded, getting connected back to the earth, and making sure that you are able to make a photograph that is truly representative of the experience you're having. Too many times we rush through our photography and we come back with photographs that are less interesting, that aren't really about the subject or subject matter we're interested in because we rushed through the experience. We didn't give ourselves time to be present in that moment. Journaling, writing things down, slows us down. So if you just take a notebook with you and you go on ahead and you write down the experience of what you're thinking or what you're considering before you actually photograph, that's going to force you to think a little bit about composition. It's going to have you think about potentially subject matter. It's going to have you think about depth of field. It's going to have you think about lens choice. All of those things that are representative of the actual objects within the frame before they transition into language of the actual frame in the photograph, they become the language of the creative act, the creation decisions we make. We start to understand why are we making those choices? Because we're forced to actually articulate that somehow before the photograph's made. What that does is it teaches us how to understand our work as we approach it. Rather than have it be an accident on the backside, we get better and better about doing it. One of the things that when you talk to photographers who have been doing photography for 20, 30 years, who are really good at their craft, who are really able to step up, set the lights, find the location, make the right decisions, make a few clicks, and have a great photograph, is their ability to do all of that processing up front is really fast, and it comes from years of experience. So experience drives that, but you can shortcut that experience a little bit by spending the time to write down and take some notes ahead of time of what you're attempting to do, and eventually you can let that part go because it will become somewhat second nature. The other thing I think that's valuable in the note-taking is understanding that photography is about a sensory experience. We are attempting to take all of the senses that exist in the world, compress them back into two dimensions. So that's what the photograph does. Takes the world, compresses it into that two dimensions. And then when we actually create the photograph, when we actually work past the snapshot, past the capture, into making it what we want as a photograph, that three-dimensional world expands back. That two-dimensional world expands back into three dimensions. And what comes with that is our sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, colors, all of those things come back together and explode into this three-dimensional world on the paper or on the screen. As we pull those things apart, understanding how did we emotionally respond to the situation when we took the photograph? What were we feeling? What were we seeing? What were we experiencing? You know, if you're in Paris and you're taking a photograph on the street, was there smell of fresh baguettes being made or fresh croissants coming out of a bakery? All of that influenced your decision to make that photograph. So sometimes what happens when we go back and look at a photograph that's just not quite there, it might be because there was something beyond just the visual sense that came into play. And why that's critical is if you can think about if you had to photograph the smell of a bakery as you're on the street corner, maybe that would change your point of view, your vantage point, your compositional decisions so that you can include part of that into the frame so that people understand what you were experiencing when you actually captured and took the photograph. I think that our missing senses is one of the things that makes the photograph different. I remember talking about photography when it's got a lot of snow in it and it actually kind of makes you feel cold. Or if you look at something and you can feel the heat coming off of somebody who's in a forgery and they're making knives or they're making metal objects, you can feel the heat coming off of that. In the town where I live, there's a glass blower and their oven's always on. And you, from the street, you can see the orange glow come out of the oven where they blow the glass. And you can just feel how warm it is inside that studio. Capturing that sense of warmth and that feeling is a part of the photography. It's a part of the experience you are having. And if you get back home and can't remember that or don't know that, how would you put that back into the photograph? So taking the time to actually make some notes about what you saw, what you felt, how you were driving those experiences, I think is critical. The other thing that note-taking does that I think is one of the areas that we do really, really well sometimes, but we forget when we're out in the field. I talk to a lot of photographers who make a shot list. They think about what they're working on, what project they're working on, and they just bang out a bunch of ideas of different things they want to photograph. And then once they get into the field, they sort of stick to that shot list. And I talk to other photographers who just sort of wander around and they wait till they're inspired. And I put quotes around inspired, till they're inspired to take a photograph. And I think there's an opportunity there to merge those two. That when you're out in the field, as ideas come to you, as you see things, to take notes. Maybe you're at a place and it's not the right time of day. Or maybe you're in a place and you'd really like to photograph something and it's closed. You're not going to necessarily remember that 3 months from now, 6 months from now. So having some notes in the field becomes critical to you being able to return to a situation, return to a location, and be able to make the photographs you want because you understood that. I get asked sometimes when I push this a little bit in my workshops and I push this in my classes, because if you do one of my shooting workshops, I require notes to be taken in the field. It's a part of the process. I think it's a critical, and I think it's important. Like I said, it helps slow us down, helps bring back information for us to help to understand how we're going to process the photograph. So one of the things I would encourage you to do if you're like, well, I don't want to slow down my shooting, would be to go out and give yourself 15 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on how much time you have extra during the shooting session. But if you're doing street photography, if you're doing landscape work, if you're working in the studio, whatever you're doing, to just sit there before and after the session and make some notes about what you're kind of were hoping to get, what you did get, ideas you had, changes you would make, how you felt about the shoot, just kind of get it all out there. And if something didn't go well, you write that down, what you think didn't go well. If something did go well, what went well. And just kind of give yourself a chance to just sit there and write for a little bit into your journal to get a sense of ways to really mold your vision moving forward. is going to come from a better awareness, and that journaling is going to give you that opportunity. One of the things I think that's important too in this process is getting the right journal, because one of the things I see people do all the time is they'll grab the wrong notebook, they'll grab the wrong journal, and it just doesn't work for them. So think about the journal you would want to use. I mean, I've got journals from all sorts of companies, all sorts of different types of journals, and I use them for different things. I actually have a journal. I've got my shooting journal. I've got my idea journal that are in the office. But I have a couple of specific journals I like to carry with me because of their size. They're smaller. They kind of fit in a pocket. They'll fit in a coat pocket. They'll easily fit in any outside pocket on a camera bag. So they're really small. And whether you get a Moleskine, a Baron Fig, or some other company, there's dozens and dozens of journals out there. So finding the right thing to write down your ideas on, I think, is great. And the reason I recommend a journal over just scraps of paper is we will eventually lose scraps of paper. And you can always return back to the journal, and you can always return back after time. And if you're one of those digital people and you want to use some kind of capture of the journal and not worry about that and store that in some kind of digital medium, that's great. The point here is there is huge value in getting those notes written down and those notes taken. Even if you journal and you do your, say, 3 artistic pages a day and you feel like you write a lot, I would encourage you, if you don't spend time writing out in the field while you're photographing, to take a few minutes each time you go out and just see if it makes a difference in your work. I know for me, the times where I actually do that, I do come back with better photographs. I come back with a better and faster way to edit the photographs. And really, the less time I spend in front of the computer working on my photography is more time I get to spend looking at prints, actually out shooting or doing other things with the family and friends or whatever. So Photoshop is never the end goal. So getting a better awareness of how to edit those photographs ahead of time, I think, is really critical. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get a chance to get out there and make some cool photographs. There's a great opportunity every week, no matter what the weather conditions are, no matter what the climate conditions are, no matter what's going on, to make photographs and really embrace whatever you're feeling and finding a way to translate that into the work, I think, is important. It also gives you a way to be aware of changes in the world you may not have noticed before, which can lead you to ask some interesting questions. So I hope you get some opportunities to really spend the time to really get a chance to observe the world and find that through your camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on Google, iTunes, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. And have a great week, and I'll see you next time.